T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Save you, save me.
Rod, may God bless you forever and always.
Say it for always. That's the way it should be. Say you, say me. Say it together, naturally. I had an awesome dream.
I have inclined to just let this song play out. I really am. So, it was a good, long weekend.
But, hi, my people!
Oh,
it's
my
Dana's
God, she's back.
Back!
Holy crap, she's back! But, Rod, push pause, and then you can bring the song back up in a minute. I don't want to have to. I don't actually want to have to pay $1.74 for it, Neil Larrimore. I had a nice time with Michael Mackey from MichaelMackey.com.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Alford was here a lot. Dan Weinbaum came in. Amy Anderson was generous with her time.
It takes five people to replace
it
me.
It does.
It was nice. It was nice to visit with our friends. If you ever leave me again, I'm not just going to kill you. I'm going to kill your family,
wow.
And I'm starting with your brother.
Wow. That is... Well, that
don't
that
you
is,
ever.
That's assault.
Don't you ever.
I've been assaulted.
That's not assault. That is a threat. That is aggravated assault because I promised to do it with a weapon.
You're using your pointy finger.
Don't ever.
Don't you point at me.
Don't you ever leave me for 9 days again.
Well, it takes
I'll
a while
you.
To get over there.
Oh, whammy.
And it took a long time to get back. Oh. I'm like, are we still flying? Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Welcome back. If you ever leave me again,
yeah.
I'll kill you.
Yeah, it was.
Rod, give me some more Lionel Richie to calm my nerves down.
I'm
just
you are
so.
In
I'm
a
just
mood.
So. I'm manstrating today. I'm glad to have you back, man.
Say you, say me.
So glad to have you back. Oh my God.
Say it for always.
Well, it is lovely too.
Can't
back.
Function without you, man.
That's the way it should be.
I feel like you need a hug all of a sudden.
I know. I feel like he does need a hug. It ain't coming from me.
Oh.
Good God, woman. Well, I want you to know that I thought
how
of
was
each
Hawaii?
And every one of you when I was away from the mainland. I'm down with the lingo.
Did you learn any Hawaiian while you were there?
No.
Kola kili kala?
Whatever. We golfed on every island. We got some sun. We
don't speak that in Hawaii.
What is difficult about coming back from Hawaii, especially on this cruise ship, was the most amazing American-flagged ship, by the way, I've ever been on, is that everyone is always so kind and so happy to see you at every turn. You know, there was a woman who for 8 days, her job, you want to know what her job is for 8 days? To stand outside of the restaurant for 8 hours and squirt hand sanitizer at every single person going in. For 8 hours a day, she stood there with a smile on her face.
As you're getting off or getting on the boat?
On the boat, getting ready to go in and eat. She would say, aloha, how is your day? And I thought...
Squirt, squirt.
If you had to stand there for 8 hours and your job is to squirt a bottle for 8 hours and she's so happy. She's so happy.
Mm.
You know, then you get back to the mainland, and they're like, you want fries with that?
By mainland, do you mean Dallas-Fort Worth?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really, all you want's a burger when you get back, because, you know, all we did was eat for 8 days. But it was fabulous. I got all of you a present. Rod and Kara, yours is in my other purse. I apologize. You'll get it tomorrow. The most important present I did remember in my bag that I brought today
is for me?
For Scott.
Oh.
Yep.
Thank you.
I thought of each and every one of you. You'll get yours tomorrow.
Is it
tomorrow.
A napkin?
Nope.
Used?
I did better than a napkin.
She even wrapped it.
It is a metal small bowl. I don't know what this
it's
is.
It's a straw.
It's a tiny Festivus bowl.
It's a tiny fest. Is there?
Nope, that's it.
Oh. Is this a metal straw so that I don't kill the environment?
Is an environmentally friendly metal straw. In Hawaii, you cannot get a straw.
You can't?
Because they kill the turtles and the whales. And we like the turtles and the whales.
So this is a metal straw to drink from my Yeti or something?
You can drink, and it's you have to reuse and
reduce.
Refuse.
Oh, wait, what is it?
Reuse and refuse.
Refuse what? A the real straw?
So when the waitress comes to you, you have to say, we're so happy to be here. Mm-hmm. I would like a diet soda.
But
do not bring me
a
straw.
I've got my own straw.
Because I got my own, bitches.
So
I love the whales, and I'm drinking out of a metal straw.
Can you play it like a flute?
You can.
Can you explain to me how
you can play it like
plastic
a straw.
Straws get stuck up the nose of turtles, but metal straws don't?
You don't throw away
them
your
away,
metal
Rod.
Straw.
That you reuse and reduce.
And refuse. Mm-hmm. That's what I learned on my little turtle snorkeling adventure.
You went snorkeling?
I did.
Wow, look at you.
Why do I have a feeling 2 days from now Scott's going to have no idea where that is?
Rodney.
Now, here's the deal. It's like the seatbelt cutter in a wreck.
Stuck up a turtle's
nose.
You
have to carry it with you everywhere you go.
Right.
I do?
Yeah. So put it in your pocket.
So you need a little...
Keep it in your prison wallet. That way it'll always be
hey,
with you.
Hey, you are welcome. That is an
Thank
aluminum...
You. No, I love it.
...reusable
I
straw.
I love it. Thank you for this wonderful gift.
Now, strangely enough, I forgot my reusable straw today. So,
the irony.
I am 0-for-1 on my first day back. Went to Chick-fil-A, got an iced tea, and I forgot to refuse.
And you got a Starbucks.
So I'm 0-for-2.
But, I see two straws in front of me that don't look like this one.
So it takes a while to get used to the reuse and the refuse part, but I'm all in.
Well, I'm going to go. Next time I go through a drive-thru, they'll say, would you like a Coke with that? And I'll say, yes, I would. But I would prefer it without your turtle-killing straw.
That's
because,
exactly what you say.
And I'm going to hit this up on the little microphone thing they got. I'll go, listen here, McDonald's. I'm refusing.
That's right.
Because I'm reusing.
We love the turtles.
And then they're going to be like, you're refusing your meal? What
no,
are you refusing?
Refusing your turtle-killing straw because I have my own.
Sir, you seem a little aggressive. We're going to refuse to serve you food today. I'm going to ask you to move along. Get out of my damn drive-thru.
Finally leave my restaurant.
I will stab you with my aluminum straw.
Now, the police have been called, sir. They're on the way.
It does double as a weapon. I would not be aggressive with that in your hand.
Well, I am grateful
for the
aluminum straw. It's gold-tinted.
Yes.
It almost looks like
it's very pretty.
Copper?
Yeah.
Copper and gold mix?
Yeah. Now, you do want to wash it. Here's the deal.
Oh.
You could get a staph or E. coli infection that will kill you if you don't wash said reusable straw.
Has this one been washed?
It has not been used or washed.
So the fact that you already stuck it in your mouth is good for you.
You're good. You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's a great gift.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
I know.
Welcome back.
It's good to be back.
Don't ever leave me again.
I won't. I promise.
I swear to God, don't ever leave
until
me
until spring break.
Huh? Where are we going for spring break?
I don't know yet.
That's
but
next
take
year, though.
Your straw when you go.
Okay.
Wait, you have to say what you said in the newsroom earlier about not going back to Mexico.
Yeah, I'm out.
What happened?
I just feel like Hawaii belongs to us, and it's beautiful.
It's more expensive.
Yes, but...
You didn't pay for this trip.
Yeah, well, you'd be surprised what we paid for this trip. I want you to go.
I've been.
I want you to go again. Take your straw.
Why would I take the straw when I can just get another one there? You know, reuse and refuse.
When you go, I want you to take your straw. It's just, I'm not going to talk about the trip. No one wants to hear about someone else's trip.
No, nobody does.
I have never seen such stunning.
See, but I said that about Turks and Caicos, Rod. Remember how beautiful TNC was when you and me and my mom went there?
But if you get arrested there, you know, you're getting arrested with like all of your constitutional rights in place. I like that.
Mm. I don't plan to ever get arrested. Were you planning?
Just in case.
Just in case. Where would you rather be?
So what you're saying is you don't want to go somewhere where there's foreigners with their unwashed selves.
Oh, I met a lot. Do you know who was in Hawaii? Australians, New Zealanders, and the French.
Okay. Do you care to tell me why the Australians and the New Zealanders were there?
I have no idea.
It's still winter where they are.
Oh, did not know that. Mm-hmm. Stop it.
That's just a little short jaunt across the Pacific.
Jaunt across the Pacific?
Mm-hmm.
I love my New Zealander friends.
The French, I'm not really sure why they were there.
Why not?
But then again, the French don't wash very often, and they're not very smart. So maybe they just went to Hawaii. That is a long trip.
Yeah, it
if
was.
If you're from France.
We met some people from Europe, and I was like, wow.
Did you really?
How
you
long
met people
was
from,
that
wait
flight?
A minute. You met people from Europe
yeah.
in Hawaii?
Yes.
Damn.
Right?
They could go to Turks and Caicos. It's half the distance.
Met a man from Scotland. Not sure where that is, but I think it's over there.
Oh, God.
Right?
You don't know where Scotland is?
Well, it's one of those hanging down thingy ones.
No, it's not.
What?
Stop.
Oh, that's
the Everybody other one. Stop. I need a map of England when we get back. Karamarkzer, can you
Got
provide
it.
It's
me?
It's on that side,
with
isn't
a map
it?
Of Europe.
Yep. It's a long flight.
Can you provide me yep. with a map of Europe? Unmarked when we get back.
Scotland and Ireland kind of below the Queen.
Mm.
Ooh.
Mm.
It's a
don't look,
long
don't look at
way
the text line.
Away.
Do not look at the text line. Scotland is not maybe where you think it is.
Whatever. It's a long flight.
Can
Focus.
Can I get a European map when
yes.
we get back?
Yes,
thank you
can.
Very much. Hey, yeah. hey. Yeah. I'm glad to have you back.
It's good to be back.
I mean it. I'm glad
to
have
talk
you back.
About today.
All right. Rod Babcock, Karamarkzer, Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks. I'm KMBZ.
Oh, my goodness. Call my folks at Seal Once KC before winter gets here. It's hard to think about winter, but it's coming. Call my friends at Seal Once. Have them permanently protect and beautify all of those outdoor areas before the cruddy weather arrives. Your deck, your driveway, yes, your garage floor. They will do all of it with that clear, penetrating, permanent sealant. Can you imagine the cost of replacing that stuff? Seal Once helps eliminate those worries. They offer that 25-year warranty against deterioration. Then think about your cracked and stained garage or basement floors. They got you covered there with their permanent polymer decorative coating. It is easy to clean. Non-slip texture in a variety of awesome colors will definitely bring that wow factor to your home. Call today, 816-942-3927 for your free estimate. Mention Dana told you to call. Receive a 20% discount. Seal it and forget it. Go to sealoncekc.com. Call 816-942-3927 today.
Before we get to topic at hand, I want to tell you Scotland is where golf was founded.
Yeah, that's where St. Andrews is.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I know where it is.
Okay. There is your map unmarked of Europe.
The dark part's water.
The grayish part is okay. water, yes.
That's water. Okay.
Okay, water.
Yeah. Okay, I know that's England. That's where the Queen is.
Yep.
Scotland is like a little thing just out there.
Okay. I just need you to pick... Where you ooh, think Scotland
okay,
is.
There's Italy. That's a boot.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go with, Scotland. It's either.
I just need you to mark it down. Okay, maybe color it in a little bit.
It's either this one. That's my first or second choice.
Okay.
Or like down here somewhere. Maybe there. Okay. It's either that one, but I don't know which one.
Let me see what you marked.
Yeah.
Okay. You marked your first choice for Scotland was Sicily.
Okay.
Off the coast of Italy.
Love it.
They do not speak English there. You did kind of get Scotland right on your second guess.
Boom.
You picked the North Orkney Islands. Scotland is right here, Dana. It is the upper half of this island.
Oh, well, there you go.
The entire upper half.
Okay, so my point was someone flew because it's over there. Oh, who knew? Someone flew from over there.
Everybody but you.
All the way to Hawaii. Is it cheap? Is it faster to go the other way around?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. That has to be a 20-hour flight, is my point.
It would be probably more than that.
Unbelievable. Like, I love Hawaii. I wouldn't fly 20 hours to go anywhere.
All right. What do you want to lead with? Oh, this
there's
one?
There's so much good stuff right now, and I can't stand it.
Okay, story here from Fox 4 News. A Kansas City woman is furious with the city of Kansas City, Missouri, for suing her for not paying a tax she did not even realize existed. Quoting here from Tatum Kovacs, I'm a taxpayer. That's my obligation, and I understand that. But what Kovacs does not understand is why Kansas City, Missouri never notified her that for 6 years she had failed to pay the city's 1% earnings tax before filing a lawsuit and loading on her nearly $2,000 in penalties and interest on the total of the bill. Kovacs discovered the city had tried to contact her, but it was at an address where she had not lived for 7 years.
Okay.
I pay property taxes here, said Kovacs, a homeowner. My vehicles are registered here, my driver's license, my taxes. I even have divorce records that have this address. If that's the most recent information they have, they really weren't trying very hard. Kovacs is more than willing to pay the more than $2,000 in taxes that she owes, but doesn't feel she should be fined penalties and interest for what she views as an honest mistake. Kansas City spokesman Chris Hernandez said the city only has a handful of auditors tracking thousands of delinquent taxpayers. He said ultimately the taxpayer is responsible to make sure that taxes are paid.
Here's another kicker before you say ignorance of the law is no excuse for breaking it.
Okay.
Ms. Kovac does not do her own taxes. Like most people, she hires this out. You want to know where she did her taxes?
H&R Block.
H&R Block. Based where?
Kansas City, Missouri.
Based in the city she's accused of not paying the taxes in. Now, look, I love H&R Block. That is a hometown corporation.
That's who I use.
I sympathize with her a little bit more than I would have, because if anyone should know about the earnings tax, which I thought most people knew about it, I don't live in Kansas City and I knew about it. People bitch about it all the time. Mm-hmm. It's H&R Block.
Okay.
I mean, isn't the first thing your tax person says, where do you live? Where do you work? Because we have this earnings tax. I don't think she should have to pay it. I don't think she should have to pay it. I think H&R Block has to pay it.
Now, they're willing to pay the interest. H&R Mm-mm. Block says...
The fine is $2,000. H&R Block has to pay it. I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. The interest is $2,000.
Okay.
Okay. She also owes, the way I read this story, maybe I'm reading it incorrectly, but she has $2,000 in penalties and interest onto her total bill.
Right.
It's also my understanding, if I read this story correctly, she also owes another $2,000 to the city in taxes.
Okay.
H&R Block has agreed to pay the interest and penalties because it was their mistake.
But she has to pay her own taxes.
But the city is arguing she still owes us $2,000.
In just regular old tax.
Right.
Then that's on her.
Ignorance of the law is not an excuse, right?
When you're hiring someone who knows the law to handle an area of your life that you do not understand.
They're willing to pay the interest and the penalty.
H&R Block's got a pony up for that.
Okay, but what about the taxes
that
she was supposed to pay?
I mean, you got to pay your taxes.
576-7798, 576-7798 to the newsroom in Karamarkser.
The hottest item in North Carolina right now is really cold. More next.
Dana right here for Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. I have been tooling around town in that Tiguan, and you know I've been gone. Man, did I miss my Tiguan. I got back in that thing today and was so happy to have it back. Go into Volkswagen of Lee's Summit and ask to see Dana's car, because you are going to love the Tiguan, the way it drives. The best thing about it, honestly, is that Apple CarPlay system. If you're a cell phone user, and I know most of you are, and you may be at a stoplight once or twice, send a text message, you shouldn't. The Apple Play system in that Tiguan is amazing. It actually lets you set the phone down and let the car do the rest. And hey, right now, ask them about the Switch and Save Model End clearance sale. That's still going on every 2017 and 2018. Thousands of dollars off MSRP during that Switch and Save Model End clearance sale. And we talk about the Tiguan. Right now, you can get into a 2017 and save up to $7,000 off MSRP in dealer discounts. Do not miss their Model End clearance sale while supplies last. Get to Volkswagen Lease Summit. Go to VWLeaseSummit.com. Check out their inventory online. VWLeaseSummit.com. And did I mention no payments till after Christmas? Yep, they're doing that too. You tell them you want to see Dana's car.
2:31 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Marks. There are ice in demand where Florence has knocked out power. Residents lining up at Rose Ice Shop in Wilmington, including Theodore Ennis, who's been waiting about an hour, worried he may leave empty-handed.
Well, sort of. I've been to several lines, and most of the time they tell you, well, you can't go. You know, they ran out of whatever you were looking for.
That shop can crank out 75 to 100 tons of ice a day. Still about a 500,000 people in that area without a power right now. A motorcycle driver from Kansas City was killed on I-70 in mid-Missouri last evening. The Highway Patrol says 52-year-old Anthony Martin was tossed off his bike after he ran off the side of the interstate and hit a guardrail. The bike ricocheted back onto the highway while Martin was thrown. He was pronounced dead at the scene. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Mainly dry weather conditions and the unseasonably hot weather, too, in the forecast straight through late day Thursday. Then some changes on the horizon starting Thursday night. Fair weather this afternoon, that high up into the low 90s. We're clear through the overnight hours, a low near 70. Partly to mostly sunny through Tuesday, Wednesday. Looks like for Thursday, highs upper 80s to the low 90s. Front coming in and scattered showers and thunderstorms returning Thursday night and again on Friday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
89 at KCI. It's 89 in Olathe, 90 right now at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Markser, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Truth is all that you need. You bury that seed. It's everything beautiful. And that sound.
Story here from Fox 4 details a young lady by the name of Tatum Kovacs, and she apparently was married, got divorced 6-7 years ago, whatever, and continued to live in the city of Kansas City, Missouri, would have her taxes done by H&R Block. Full disclosure, I have my taxes done by H&R Block, so do many of you. For whatever reason, she did not pay the city earnings tax, which is 1%, whether you live in the city or if you don't. It doesn't matter. You can live in Olathe. If you work in Kansas City, Missouri, you have to pay the earnings tax. It's as simple as that. Everybody knows it. But apparently, she did not pay it. Now, in fairness to her, and like all of us, we go in on April whatever, and the H&R Block lady says, okay, I need you to sign here. You're going to get this much back. You're going to pay this much. Okay, just sign here. Okay, fine. She probably, Tatum Kovacs, didn't look at her returns. I don't look at mine. Okay? H&R Block has agreed to pay her $2,000 penalty and interest from the city of Kansas City, Missouri, for not paying her taxes, her 1% earnings tax for 6 years. But she is on the hook for $2,000, I think if I read the story correctly, and I'll have to go back through it. the more than $2,000 in taxes she owes, but doesn't feel she should be fined penalties and interest for what she views as an honest mistake. Okay. Is that fair? H&R Block, by the way, has agreed to pay those penalties and interest. But she thinks, I shouldn't have to pay that anyway. And presumably H&R Block shouldn't have to pay those either. Mike and Lee Summit. Mike, hello.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
I've read this article, and I don't remember if it's saying it, but my question is who is this young lady's employer, and where is the employer based? Because like I was telling Rod, my wife is a contract nurse for a national agency. I won't say which one, but okay. They own research. And whether or not my wife goes and does a four-hour training course at research or works a full shift at research, she still has to pay the earning tax, even though we live in Lee Summit. And that comes out of your paycheck, which is then put on the bottom of your W-2 at the end of the year. So whether she's not paying attention to the W-2 or her employer forgot to click the button that says pay the put the earning tax in there, yeah. My question is what's the employer and who's the employer? Because they're the ones who have to, send it in to the W-2 and report it.
But, Mike, what if she's self-employed?
If she's self-employed, then that's on her for filing that because they tell you you have to withhold the taxes for those kinds of things.
I understand, but Mike, hang on just a second. Let's explore this just a little deeper. If she's self-employed and takes all of her earnings and receipts, et cetera, expenses to H&R Block, and they don't tell her, hey, you've got to pay a 1% earnings tax in Kansas City, Missouri. Isn't that on H&R Block?
Some of it is on H&R Block, but then some of it's also on her integrity and character for not saying, oh, I worked at such and such a place in Kansas City, Missouri for 6 months. Mm. I need to cover that and pay that as well. So it's almost as if who wants to take the bigger responsibility and who wants to take the bigger hit on their integrity and their character to say, I should own up to this and do it. I mean, it's great that H&R Block wants to cover the interest part of it, but where's the bigger liability at? Is it the person who didn't say I worked in Kansas City, Missouri, or is it the tax broker who didn't complete the tax preparation completely? Because even if you do it through TurboTax, it's going to say, hey, you missed this box, or hey, you need to go back through and we need to do an audit. Like, it audits it all the time before you ever hit submit to say you have everything completed, and it says, oh, you missed box number 19 on your W-2, what's that amount, and let's fill it in. Because most times your W-2 is auto-generated. And it's, you don't even have to fill in anything anymore. You just have to visualize that box one matches what comes up in the system.
All right, partner. Hey, glad you called, Mike. Zach in Overland Park. Zach, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Doing well. Thank you, man.
Welcome back, Dana. Hope you're all tan and gorgeous as
Thank
always.
Thank you, Zach.
Anyway, the guy stole part of my thunder. If H&R Block didn't tell her that she owes this tax, they're liable for it. She should go to a CPA rather than some lackey that H&R Block.
Wait a minute. H&R Block has CPAs. I mean, come on.
Yeah, they do. But have you ever gone to one of their outlets somewhere?
Yes, I do. I have my taxes done there every year.
Well, you don't work in Kansas City, so they wouldn't naturally hit you with this tax.
True.
Now, like you said, if she's self-employed, she's supposed to pay it. But from the article I read, that her employer made the mistake and they're taking care of everything. H&R Block doesn't have to pay for anything because her employer didn't pay it.
How would the employer not know that there's a 1% earnings tax?
I worked for a company in Independence a few years ago, and they weren't taking out my Missouri withholding because the lady who was doing our bookkeeping was overwhelmed and she didn't click the box.
So,
yeah, that was a $1,400 bill at the end of the year.
Hmm.
So
they were
supposed
to be withholding it for you, Zach, but they didn't.
Right.
And I'm going to say this for you, Zach. I don't know how many of you really look at your paycheck. I mean, really look at it.
I don't.
Would you know if they were correctly taking out something for the earnings tax? I don't know.
If I looked at it and it wasn't on there, and I know I worked in I worked in Kansas City half of the year, in and out of the year, you know, not 6 months straight, but 6 months total, and they didn't have the 1% withholding tax on the check stub, I would ask somebody about it because that's important. You know, Kansas City's got to take their money from you with no representation for it. But I would definitely look out for
which, by the way, is unconstitutional. I am convinced is unconstitutional, but whatever.
Oh, yeah. But they tie it into the general fund. Oh, well, that goes to pay the police and fire department and EMS. You don't want to have less cops and less firemen, do you? That's how they get you.
When you look at your check, Scott, and I know people are angry about the earnings tax. We've talked about that before. You know, you can generally see what you're paying into 401k.
Sure.
You can see what you are paying into state and federal. Yep. I prefer not to look at that because
it just makes mind you sad.
Blowing.
Yeah.
I don't know how the earnings tax looks on most people's paychecks. Do most companies automatically withhold that for you? I don't know. I don't work in Missouri.
I think they do, or at least they're supposed to.
And shouldn't they tell you, FYI,
we haven't done it.
We are or are not doing that, because if they are not doing that, just like Zach said, at the end of the year, you will get a whopper of a bill that, you know, $20 here or $20 there throughout your pay periods would not make that much of a difference.
Yeah, but it becomes hundreds, but if not thousands,
of dollars. At the end of the year. I do feel for her. I do. And I think had she made the mistake on her own, she's on the hook for it. I think H&R Block made the mistake. This is all them. Now,
the penalties and the interest is all them.
Let me ask you this. If your tax preparer misses something else and it's a whopper, is that always on them? Or just with the earnings
tax?
Did
you fail to report it in the first place?
No, because you signed something that says, to the best of my knowledge, all of the withholdings, all of the itemizations I have sent you are true and accurate.
Mm-hmm.
If your tax preparer, forget H&R Block, just misses a whopper, a big one, is that on you or is that on them?
I think the penalties and the interest are on them. Mm. I think the actual tax is on you.
I would like to believe that you are correct. I fear that you are not.
Okay.
I think if you put your faith into a tax preparer, and that's why I want to take H&R Block out of it, any tax preparer, and they make a whopper of a mistake against you, I don't know that you have a lot of recourse, Scott.
And that they should have, then why would anybody want to be a tax preparer? If God forbid, I mean, it's like being a doctor.
But that's what they do. At the very least, they should know about the earnings tax.
I don't dispute that at all.
I mean, you are paying for a service, much like auto repair. I don't know how to fix a carburetor. I'm paying you to fix a carburetor.
All right.
If you fix it incorrectly and that thing explodes, I'm coming after you.
I fix your carburetor again, but I don't buy you a new car. I don't say, hey, let's go down to the BMW shop and pick whatever you want. I say, I'll fix your carburetor. Apparently, I screwed it up. But I'm not going to buy your taxes from you. I'm not going to say, Dana, you're right. I screwed up. You actually owed $20,000, and I said you only owed $10,000. And so here's a $10,000 check of money that you really do owe the government.
Oh, but Scott.
What?
Then why pay anyone to do your taxes if there's no security
that they know
what they're doing?
If they make a mistake, they pay the penalties and the interest. But the taxes are what you really do owe. So we'll pay the penalties. We'll pay the interest. We screwed up.
Okay, so you get $5,000 back. Great. Right. Here's your $5,000 check. It goes directly into your account. You then take that $5,000 and you invest it, or you pay tuition for your kids' college.
Right.
Or, God forbid, you go out and you buy a new car.
Okay.
And then 6 months later, you get a letter and it says, we did an audit. This guy didn't know what he was doing. You aren't getting $5,000 back. You owe $4,000.
Okay.
Now you're in the hole $9,000. $1,000, and you're telling me there's no recourse for that?
What I'm saying is you better sell that car, take that kid out of college. 576-7798.
Hey, I have been bragging about Mosquito Joe's for months on the Dana and Parks program, and here's what I'm going to tell you. I know you guys had some rain while I was out of town. That's when the mosquito eggs hatch. One of the things I've learned from my guys at Mosquito Joe's is that when it rains, the mosquitoes are worse. So think about it. If you have any kind of outdoor event coming up, even a family barbecue, have the guys at Mosquito Joe's come out, and they will make it better for you. My pet owners, they'll even help you with the fleas and the ticks. I've met the owners. David, his father, Dale, you're going to love these guys. They get a ton of positive reviews. It's convenient, effective, affordable. Your satisfaction is their guarantee. And your party, barbecue, outdoor event will be remembered for the good times, not the mosquitoes. Call today, put that spray down, and have them do your treatment for you. 855-ASK-A-JOE. 855-ASK-A-JOE. Or online at mosquitojoe.com. With Mosquito Joe, outside is fun again.
B.B. King, always the master. Come on, sing it, brother.
Thrill is gone.
Oh, is this from his 80th? Where he did stuff with Tracy Chapman.
Yeah, it's Tracy Chapman.
Yeah.
Thrill is gone, baby.
Yeah, on his 80th duets album. Oh, it's so good.
Thrill is gone away.
Woman can sing. Out. Chuck in Kansas City.
Hey,
Chuck, hello.
Hey,
man. What's
Hi.
Up?
Well, I thought it was B.B. King, but Tracy Chapman's cool, too.
It's B.B. King on guitar, Tracy Chapman on vocals.
Wow, that's an awesome tune. You know, I personally got burned by this deal. I used to live in KC Mo. One of the reasons I left is because of this earnings tax. I worked for a company that was based in Overland Park. So the deal is, if your company's based in KC Mo, they are required to deduct that from their employees. If you live in KC Mo, you're required to pay it. Since my company was based in Overland Park, they weren't required to deduct it. And I got burned after like 4 years. The city came on a random Social Security check and said, you owe us 4 years of this earnings tax. And I contacted our accountant, and she's like, well, yeah, we don't deduct that. And I'm like, well, we'll start deducting it, please.
Right.
Well, how do they work this with athletes? Because when athletes come into
different cities?
Kansas City, for example, and I know New York also has an earnings tax, if I'm not mistaken, are athletes required to say, well, you know, hey, accountant person, I did play one game at Arrowhead, or if I'm a baseball player, I was on the roster, even if I didn't play, I was on the roster for 6 games in Kansas City at Kauffman Stadium. I mean, what a mess.
Well, and as I understand it with professional athletes, is they are supposed to report that they are making earnings in the city. Now, if they don't, and, you know, I can't afford an athlete's accountant. I'm sorry, I can't. I can't do it.
I'm guessing the teams have these on staff. That's my guess. I don't know. Don't you think the teams have somebody that can figure all that out?
They would have to.
Well, and if you're paying an agent millions of dollars to support your contract, I would assume that he would know the legalities of the situation once you're in.
It's a good point. Chuck, thank you for the call. Someone just wrote in, I am a tax preparer. I would love to speak on this. Although it is a taxpayer's responsibility to ensure all tax returns are filed correctly, how would you know that? If they are paying a professional, that professional should pay the penalties and interest incurred in the error. My problem again comes in when you have thousands of dollars in the swing over a tax preparer's error, that the example I gave, where they think you're getting $5,000 back, and in actuality, you owe $5,000, so you end up really owing $10,000.
But that's my point. If you're the CPA for, say, you know, Aaron Judge of the New York Yankees, okay? You've got to know every city that he plays in. Do they have an earnings tax?
Yeah.
Is there some special You drove too far from the hotel to the right. stadium tax.
Right.
I mean, what taxes does my man have to pay? What a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ugh. And you know what? Every time you open your check, I want you to look at it.
No.
Because your predecessor.
I looked last year for the first time, and I thought it was wrong. And what did I say to you? Do you remember?
Yes.
I said, oh,
you said
my
this can't be accurate. You said this can't be accurate.
It's a salary. It's a salary.
Rod, do you remember what Mike Shannon used to say? If the government, here's the deal. If your company just paid you your check, whatever you had earned, okay? And then every time you got your check, mm-hmm. when you walked out the door, the government was waiting there. And your company paid you in cash, okay? And when you walk out the door, the government's waiting for you, and they say, okay, we need $500 from there, and you had to hand them $100
bills.
There would be a revolution. But because they silently take it out of your check, and you don't actually
see... Whoever came up with that idea, honestly, was brilliant.
Yeah, but Shannon had a great point. If you had to walk out the door of your business every 2 weeks and hand the government their taxes.
This is for fire. There would, this is for water.
This is for the federal government.
This is for the
Here's
shrimp
your
on the
Social
treadmill.
Security. Here's the library tax. Here's the schools.
Oh, here's, there would be, here's the airport, if there is one.
There would be a revolution to the newsroom at Karamarkser.
Happening now on KMBZ, the man accused of killing two women whose bodies were found last year won't have a local jury. More next.
Ha! One of my favorite things about coming home was coming home to my bed and coming home to my sheets. We love those Brooklinen sheets, and you don't realize how luxurious they are until you leave for 9 days and come back home. Wow, I slept good last night, and it's because of those Brooklinen sheets. We actually started sleeping better the moment that Brooklinen.com box came to our door. These are luxury sheets without the luxury prices.
You know, we just ordered and received a king-size bed at Kelly's house. We are going to be ordering Brooklinen sheets because the mattress came with its own sheets. No, they're not going to be good enough. Brooklinen was founded in April of 2014 by husband and wife team Vicky and Rich. This is luxury bedding underpriced. Our Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets we've ever slept on. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just for listeners of Dana and Parks. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use a promo code KMBZ at Brooklinen.com. They're so confident, they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use a promo code KMBZ at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen.com. Promo code KMBZ. Brooklinen, these are the best sheets ever.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.